was hot, and just sitting here trying to remember what track it was. What About Love? There we are. Actually, while we're playing some reasonably rockish music, just to remind you, Alice's Restaurant should be on the air tomorrow. As to whether they are or not is a different matter, but I'm told by their engineer that they should be on tomorrow, or probably the day after, on this very frequency, not on any of their old frequencies. I'll change once more and I'll be on 91.8. Anyway, carrying on now, I suppose I should give some other dedications to people, like say hello to the other two Michaels again, in case either of them have tuned in. And this is a classic by Pink Floyd.
that's my part. Money, so they say, is the root of all evil today. But if you ask for a rise, it's no surprise that they're giving guns away, 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 away,
away. I was in the right.
Yes, absolutely in the right.
I certainly was in the right.
Well, Dave James has found something more interesting to listen to along the band. While we were all listening to Kiss, well, maybe we're not. Just listening to wonderful quality. Well, we can't talk about quality either, but never mind. Right, I realise we haven't played a Christmas record, and I realise also I haven't queued it up properly again. Oh dear. Haven't played a proper Christmassy type record. This almost fits the bill. This is Frankie Goes to Hollywood.
I'll protect you from the hooded claw. Keep the vampires from your door. Feels like fire. I'm so in love with you. Dreams are like angels. They keep bad at bay. Love is the light, scaring darkness away. Yeah. I'm so in love with you. Purge the soul. Make love your goal. The power of love, a force from above, cleaning my soul. Flame on, burn desire, love with tongues of fire. Make love your goal. I'll protect you from the hooded claw. Keep the vampires from your door. When the chips are down, I'll be around with my undying, death-defying love for you. Envy will hurt itself. Let yourself be beautiful. Sparkling love flowers and pearls and pretty girls. Love is like an energy. Love is pure, the only treasure.
soul. Make love your
Broken English by Marianne Faithfull. And before that we had Frankie Goes to Hollywood. Anyway, if you'd like to write to us, why not? The address is 31 Woburn Avenue, Staden Boys, Epping in Essex. And next track we're going to play is Patti Smith. Oh, yeah. This is what happens if you don't tie your mic cable up. Right, so this is Patti Smith, taken from the album Easter. A nice weird track. That was Privilege from the album Easter by Patti Smith. And oh yes, I know what we're going to play. Yes, Welcome to the Cruise, Judy Zook. Thank you. Let's have another go at catching it before it goes into the next track. You in fact heard two tracks there from Judy Tsuk from Welcome to the Cruise. There was the title track started with, and then Suka Rita. Don't know quite what nationality that name is, but never mind. You're listening to Stats. Oh dear. It's Centre Star. I'll spit it out in a minute on 92 MHz VHF. I think I might be handing over to Dave James in a minute. Oh, he's found something. Actually, that's quite a good point. We might have to play some of that. Not going to tell you what it is. You'll have to stay and listen, but probably cheer things up a little bit in a little while, rather than us two manic depressive sitting here playing you boring, awful records. No, I mean, well, being boring and awful and playing you good records. This is Simon and Garfunkel, and what you might hear a bit later on.
Hello, darkness, my old friend. I've come to talk with you again. Because a vision softly creeping left its seeds while I was sleeping. And the vision that was planted in my brain still remains within the sound of silence. In restless dreams I walked alone. Streets of cobblestone, 'neath the halo of a street lamp, I turned my collar to the cold and damp. When my eyes were stared by the flash of a neon light, it split the night and touched the sound of silence. And in the naked light I saw 10,000 people, maybe more. People talking without speaking, people hearing without listening, people writing songs that voices never share. No one did disturb the sound of silence. Fool said I, you do not know. Silence like a cancer grows. Hear my words that I might teach you. Take my arms that I might reach you. But my words in the wells of silence. And the people bowed and prayed to the neon god they made. And the sign flashed out its warning in the words that it was forming. And the sign said the words of the prophets are written on the subway.
This is something I like to do because it's a bit of a cause of mine, really. And I don't know whether I can do it because it depends whether there are any of you in the audience tonight. I know there's one or two. And if there are enough of you, then I can do it, really. Are there in the audience tonight any at all Magic Roundabout fans? Oh, goody. Well, thank you. As you know, they've taken Magic Roundabout off the screens, and shame. Tragic, as you know. And they started putting on these silly... have you seen Parsley? Have you seen that? How about Hector's House? That's a good name. Bloody rubbish it is. It's for kids, isn't it, when you think about it? Anyway, I've been down to London and to see if Magic Roundabout's coming back, and apparently it is. And I sort of spoke to the people down there, you know, the BBC, you know, the BBC. They all talk like that. That was just the cleaner, yeah. So I was asking a few questions, and I nicked into this room, and I saw this cabinet with Magic Roundabout painted all over it, and I started looking through it, and there was lots of scripts I hadn't seen, because I've seen all the episodes. And so I thought, obviously, it's coming back. So I nicked one, and I copied it all out. And what I'd like to do for you tonight is a preview of one of the scripts of the new series of Magic Roundabout. Thank you very much. Hello, children. It's 5:45, and time once again for Magic Roundabout. La, 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 la. I wonder where Florence is, said Dougal. I'm over here, said Florence. Hello, Florence, said Dougal. Hello, Dougal, said Florence. Boy! Hello, Florence and Dougal, said Zebedee. Hello, Zebedee, said Dougal and Florence. Hello, Zebedee, Florence and Dougal. Said Dylan. Hello, Dylan. Said Zebedee, Florence and Dougal. I say, said Dylan. What, said Dougal? Boy! Pardon, said Zebedee. Nothing, said Dougal. I wasn't talking to you, said Zebedee. Oh, said Dougal. Dylan, shouted Dougal. Yes, said Dylan. I wonder if Florence is a virgin. Some for certain, said Dylan. Boy! That's right enough, said Zebedee. How do you know, said Dylan? Boy! Well, to my knowledge, half of Toy Town knows of her horizontal pleasures. Let's face it, Noddy's the biggest ram around here, and he reckons he scored. Said Zebedee. I can hear you, said Florence. It's not true. Nadia and I are just good friends. Rubbish, said Dougal. It's all over the canteen. Everyone knows about you, you brazen hussy. You lousy old fleabag, said Florence. Call yourself a dog. I've seen better hair on a lavatory brush. Boy! Here, said Zebedee. Things are getting out of hand. Let's get back to the storyline. It's a crummy story anyway, said Dougal stubbly. Boing! No, it's not, said Zebedee commandingly. Who cares, said Dylan dejectedly. Well, I like it, said Florence, hopefully. That's obvious, said everybody cockily. Boing! Now look, said Zebedee, let's try and get it together. Well, I'm not working with that fat bat anymore, said Dougal. I'm off to join the flower pot men, so there. Good riddance, said Florence. Knickers, said Dougal. That's no way to talk to a lady, said Dylan, knowing when he's on to a good thing. Some lady, said Dougal. Ah, oh, piss off, said Dylan. And Dougal did so all over Florence's... Thank you for sticking up for me, said Florence. Oh, it's nothing really, said Dylan. You know, I fancied you for a long time, said Florence. I fancied you too, said Dylan. Where do we go from here, said Florence? Boy! Time for bed, said Dylan.
Well, that was Jasper Carrot and his sketch called Magic Roundabout, and you're back with Dave James for a short amount of time. Smiles off of Steve Martin there. This is something called... Oh dear, talking over the vocals here, something you really oughtn't to do, and I can't find where it is now. It's Slippery People by Talking Heads from the album Speaking in Tongues.
Help us understand.
Well, there you go. That was Talking Heads from the album Speaking in Tongues, and that one was called Slippery People. Right, here's a track from the Pink Floyd. It's called Talking of Emily. And see if we can get the right button here to start it.
Emily tries, but misunderstands. She's often inclined to borrow somebody's dreams till tomorrow. There is no other day. Let's try it another way. You'll lose your mind and play. Three gates away. See Emily play. Soon after dark, Emily cries. Gazing through trees in sorrow, hardly a sound till tomorrow. Gown that touches the ground.